What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. This is Naz.
Lauren.
This is Ashley.
And we are joined by the iconic Heather McDonald. You know her from Chelsea Lately, After Lately. Also, you may not have known that she was also a writer on the show because she's a badass. And also the host of Juicy Scoop podcast. And just overall, I love the way you just talk shit and don't care.
Oh,
it's
really thank you.
It's so refreshing.
Last year, she was on the Almost Famous podcast talking about a Bachelor episode. And I was like, I agree with everything you're saying. The audience is going to freak out at you.
And did they freak out?
It was 50-50.
Oh. Do you remember what episode it was?
No, it was one from Colton season, I'm assuming, I think.
I just am very...
I love
it. I was just very opinionated about the whole thing. So,
all right, but here we don't talk about Bachelor.
That's
it's
fine.
My relief from it.
Let's take a little break down the wild side. Let's
so
do
how
it.
Are you liking Peter's season?
All right, so I have a couple I don't get it's my first one off my head today because I think we're gonna do just like I don't get it's with Heather.
Okay,
Heather, have you come up with any on your own?
Oh, I did. Yes.
Okay,
I put
fantastic.
Them in my little, notes section.
Hold I'll on. Get us started with I don't understand the concept of makeup sex. Jared and I have never had it, and anytime I'm mad at him, I just want to kill him. I don't want to. I don't want to fuck him. Like, are you kidding?
But
like,
did you make up or are you
yeah,
mad?
Yeah, but then you make up and then you...
You
and
make
then
you get, up and then you do it?
Yes,
or that you do it...
Sex
no, I thought
ass.
The sex itself makes up
okay,
for it.
So I've been married for a very long time, 19 years, and I've never understood it either.
Okay, good.
Because...
And you and I are the similar boat. This woman...
Because when we fight, it's like we really... It's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah.
And then... Even then you start acting normal again, okay, then maybe eventually, but it won't be this like magnetic, it won't be something like like I used to think makeup sex was like, I fucking hate you, no, I hate you.
Yeah, and then you slam
like,
each other against the wall.
And,
yeah.
And then you fucking, and then yeah. You fuck, you're like, I guess we're not fighting anymore. And I was like, that's amazing.
What I thought.
Why can't we do that? But
yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. Like, this is the last thing I want to do.
Do we think that maybe this is like a married thing and a non-married
no.
thing?
No,
I
think
this
is
a movie
makeup
thing.
Sex when I'm when after we're done crying.
What the
yeah.
fuck? That's
yeah.
gross.
I know. I'm sorry. That's a lot of tears and like gross, like crying saliva.
Heather wow. was a virgin at 29. At
27.
27.
Oh,
sorry.
Don't
sorry.
Tear on two
sorry.
More fucking
I know.
Years,
I know. I'm
please.
Sorry. I don't know where I got 29
that's where
from.
We really bonded. That's when I approached you before you even had a podcast. I introduced
know.
You to the world.
Exactly.
Do you,
you
know
really were.
Come on my show and then have such a great experience that then they start a podcast?
You're like, good luck, Chuck. Everyone fucks you and then gets a podcast.
That is so funny. But yeah, so I mean, Heather and I have similar sexual experiences, and I think we're just two branded people who would not be into random sex or hate
or
you know,
when you're mad at your
sex.
Your spouse yeah. sex.
Yeah.
I feel like makeup sex is the thing, but maybe it's just I've had it. Like,
you have?
Yeah. But I've never had like a real boyfriend, so it's been like flings or people like that you're like annoyed at.
You're annoyed at, but then they still come over for a booty call.
That's
not
does
makeup
that,
sex.
Does that
no,
doesn't count.
It's just a booty
no,
call.
This has to be like in the midst of a relationship where you're like so comfortable fighting with each other and you get that little tinge inside you. You're just like... I can't even describe it besides a tinge where you're just
right.
like, I just need to talk that. I'm going to talk this out forever until you just agree with me.
Yeah.
Well, you're not really the most sexual person in general, that's so that's probably why.
Yeah.
If you like intermixed hatred and sex, then that would happen, but those do not mix for you at all.
Right. Do you, did you discover yourself to be a sexual person or just like a whatever person when you did end up having
sex? When I finally lost the card.
Like when you had somebody to regularly do it with.
I do. I mean, yes, I think I like sex. I definitely think about sex. I talk about sex. I love to watch like sexy stuff.
Well, yeah.
Not like porn. I like.
Yeah, I know what I mean. Like it is a good sexy like and a romance.
Like Showtime level sex.
Yeah,
Showtime. You know, level. And like I never like, I'm not into like a gross porn or anything like that, but I like that type of thing. I like to fantasize and I like stories about infidelity and everything. But I think for the most part, as a couple, I like to call us bread and butter boners. Yeah. Like, I just think we just really keep it to what we know how to do it.
Yeah.
We're not introducing toys. We're not introducing a third person.
There's no experimenting, though, with like positions and stuff.
No, it's like stuff really like that. And definitely like on a vacation, it's going to get a little more fun.
You don't use a cock ring?
What the
actually?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Ashley loves cock rings.
I can't believe you even said the word cock ring.
I'm on some meds that just like totally wipe out my sex drive, but cock rings really can like.
Cock rings?
Yeah, it's like a little vibrator on the end.
You
put on the base of his
cock ring.
Yeah, you put on the base of his penis and it vibrates. So when you go down, you feel that vibration.
What do you mean? So that when he goes in, then it hits
your clit. Or when you go down.
When you go down.
Like if you're on top.
Okay, so you're about to bone and then you put the little ring on the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the tip, towards the pelvis, at the base.
That just sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I know.
And it vibrates. We're going to introduce toys now.
Pleasure chest is right around the corner.
And it just vibrates.
And it vibrates,
Okay. So and then what does it do for him?
So
it's not for him, it's not
for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
But it won't affect his experience.
No, it doesn't. If anything, it's like maybe even a little bit better because it puts like a little bit of pressure. It's like when you hold his base when you're giving him
guys,
head.
Guys, I'm learning more about Ashley than I've ever
I know,
in my life.
Me too.
I just read a lot of Cosmo as a virgin, so, I would know what I was going to do.
You know what? One of my best Cosmo articles I've ever read, I was at my sister's room, and she was much older than I was. And for some reason, my parents were realtors, and in a real estate deal, they inherited a waterbed. And so she's like, I want the waterbed. Do you guys know what a waterbed is?
Yeah,
you're probably
absolutely.
Too young to even know what it existed.
My first boyfriend had a waterbed.
Of course, I remember. Okay.
I don't know why anyone would want a waterbed. Every time you moved on it, it'd wake you up. Like, so it was this big, like, fucking 80s bed. And she had, like, a bedroom, like in the addition. Like, they added on to the... And anytime like she was away or whatever, I'd have a friend of her and I'd be like, want to sleep in the waterbed? And we'd be like, it was hot and there was satin seat. Anyway.
Oh. And it would make a noise too. Like you hear the water swishing.
So I'm
too.
Like sitting in her bed and I find this Cosmo and I'm probably like 9. Okay. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this? And I start reading the Cosmo. And it is about a girl's first lesbian experience.
Oh.
How she was straight this whole time. And then this girl just like pushed her on the bed and just started going down on her. And I was like, Cosmo is so great. Like I was reading Cosmo from 9 years old on.
Yeah it's amazing. Still so relevant. But you're also
so
kind of like hiding what you're reading as you're reading
it. It's so true, especially on airplanes.
Because
that's when you buy it and it's like 5 ways to like spice it up or like masturbate. And I'm like reading the article and I'm like, this person in the middle seat knows I'm trying to masturbate better.
Yeah.
I know. I don't even know whether to read those articles next to Jared.
And sometimes you want to underline that stuff.
I know.
And like I take pictures of it on my phone. I'm like, I gotta remember this for later.
I always liked when it was like a story though. They used to have
the stories. They used to have the erotica.
I don't know, just someone's personal story that was like juicy. Just a regular person's like whatever story.
Well, like the confessions. Those were my fave.
I used to like those confessions until I got older and then I was like, I don't care about your embarrassing moments.
I also feel like they write some of them.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Okay, Ashley, you know how I like really hate being on my phone all day every day?
Yeah.
So recently I downloaded this game because I was like, okay, if I'm going to be on my phone all the time because it's in my pocket and it's convenient and it's there whenever I'm waiting in line for something or waiting on anything really, I might as well be using my phone like for good and playing a game that's going to
stimulate your brain.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. What is it called?
So the game is called Best Fiends. I'm obsessed with it. It has challenging puzzles and it has a story. So it engages me. Like, for example, you play as like a, like the characters are bugs and the antagonists are slugs. And you know how much I hate slow people. So that's really fun. And also the colors are great. And I just think it's really a great, playing a game is such a fun and engaging way to not only stimulate your brain, but also pass the time.
Yeah. And like, we're always waiting, whether we're on an appointment or like you show up to something and like they're just not ready for you in the car. I mean, like, don't be playing at red lights, but you know what I mean? Like, you know how you drop somebody off and then you're like, oh, that's taking them forever. And you're in the car and you got nothing to do. So this is great for it. It's also a 5-star rated game.
It is such a good game. You guys, I'm on the second level right now. I play almost every day. I've gotten my family into it. And it's a really fun way for me to also like, stay in touch with, not stay in touch with my family, but you know what I mean? Like have everyday contact with them through a really fun game.
It's also really great for airplanes, subways, because it doesn't require any internet in order to play. So engage your brain with these fun puzzles and collect tons of cute little characters. They are adorable. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, the 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. You can download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And
so that's Friends without the R.
Yes.
Best Fiends.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other I don't get it then?
No, but now this is such a fun topic to talk to her about that.
Well, I have some. I brought
some. Okay, fine. Okay, let's give them to us.
I'm realizing now a lot are kind of fashion related.
That's totally fine.
I don't get when moms and their daughter, like they dress their daughter, like Chloe and her daughter, and they always have to match them, or they call them my mini me. I kind of feel that's a little bit gross and not a feminist way to be.
Maybe
I'm jealous because I gave birth to boys and I don't have a mini me. And I think this might be a tad jealousy, to be totally frank. But when everyone's like on Instagram, like my mini me, and I'm like, first of all, she's not your mini you. She's half of the sperm. Yeah. And maybe she doesn't want to be you, and maybe she's, you know, going to grow up to be a big decky lesbian. Like, who the fuck cares? Why are you acting like she's your mini? I don't know. There's something I don't get that, and I also don't get the matching clothes.
It's like you're imposing a personality onto the child, and you don't know like what they're.
Moms or whatever, dads dress their kids in like frou-frou-y baby stuff. I want them to also look like little gentlemen or all little ladies, you know?
I agree.
Not like,
but
like,
we have the
stupid flower on the head with the headband. Like, ew, the child is going to be very embarrassed.
Or pantyhose. Like, I fucking hated pantyhose when I was little.
They cannot possibly do that.
Nobody wears tights, pantyhose. There's 70-year-old women not wearing pantyhose. Yeah. Like, nobody wears pantyhose anymore.
Why
like,
do they ever put pantyhose on an infant? Why would an infant ever need fucking pantyhose?
I know, like, tights.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
That but it does weird. Look sort of cute with like a little like tight white leg coming out of a dress. I don't know.
It never was cute.
Should we bring tan stockings back?
Because
it's going to hide cellulite.
Let me tell you this when Taylor Swift wore them, remember?
Well, that's when you're wearing those bodysuits on stage and you're a woman of a certain age like J-Lo, those fucking tights are saving your life.
Yeah.
So all those girls wear those tights.
Okay. But how old do your legs even look? Like, do legs get really old looking?
No, but it just sucks them in and tight and gives you a look. And so I think one day someone just goes, why are we wearing these awful tights? Like, we could just put some like self tan on our legs and rock it.
Yeah.
But there are times when now I see certain legs like Caitlyn Jenner and I'm like, Caitlyn, you got to wear pants or something. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're a woman now and you look pretty and you look like Cindy Crawford. I agree. But your legs are still that of a 70-year-old human.
Man.
So your knees are not sexy enough to go bare.
It's always the knees. That's what I want to cover with tights. My knees,
or like
I hate
veins,
them.
Or when you're dancing on stage.
Knees are
so
weird.
Your thighs are going to jiggle.
Yes.
You know,
so
you need
that
support.
I also love that you're the first person I have heard publicly say that she looks just like Cindy Crawford, because I've always felt that, but I've never heard someone say it out loud. Yeah, I feel like they look the same.
Because you know what's really interesting about that?
What?
Is I knew someone, well, I was friends with, I am friends with Kardashian, but I'm friends with them for many, many years when they were like, you know, just starting Dash and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And anyway, so before it was official on Vanity Fair. Mm-hmm. And but we kind people are starting mm-hmm. to go, wait, what's up? You know, two earrings, getting your apple shaved, nail polish was the final for me.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It was pink.
Or my red. Friend goes, you know, well, she wasn't Caitlyn then, but whatever, says that when she does herself up, because she was doing herself up for years, mm-hmm. But she couldn't, you know, like she'd go to a speaking engagement and she would do herself up. She said, I look like Cindy Crawford. And she really does. Yeah.
She really does 1,000%. I don't know how no one's ever said this out loud. I've always thought that.
She looks like Cindy Crawford, yeah.
I'm sure Cindy Crawford loves that.
I know. Cindy Crawford, hey, Cindy Crawford has been like identified in like photos and stuff
as Caitlyn.
Oh, yes. No. Really pissed.
No.
The only thing worse in Cindy Crawford's life than that is her daughter dating Pete Davidson.
They broke up today.
Yes. I've been praying
What'd
for
What
did
he go to rehab for?
I like Pete Davidson. We don't like him.
Not for my daughter, Kaya.
You don't want your daughter dating him. No way.
No. You don't want your 18-year-old model daughter
who just turned 18.
A guy that's like fucked everyone and is tatted from head to toe and is an admitted drug addict.
He's like a literal walking herpes. No. Like, he's hot and charismatic and funny, but
I'm
not.
I'm sure his dick is huge, but you do not.
He does look like he's
probably her first dick. He could even be her first dick.
Maybe.
She's
high. No way.
Not with that face.
Do you have insider knowledge that it's
no, well, but okay. I would think that maybe he's her third dick.
Okay.
She's 18. She had to go model, and I just don't think.
I've never felt more
a lot of kids
indifferent
seen
about
like,
a celebrity in my life until Kaya Gerber became a person.
I always feel something, you know, when a celebrity comes out, I'm like, oh, I really like this person. They're really likable or, oh, whatever.
And when she like sort of came out into the world, I've never felt more indifferent or not caring.
I think it's crazy how much she looks like her mom. So I'm sort of obsessed. Now that is a mini her. Okay. Now if
that is a mini her.
Okay. But you have to be like Reese Witherspoon
That's a crazy, identical.
Doesn't Reese's daughter Ava look so much like Ryan Phillippe too?
Well, Reese and Ryan Phillippe
look similar. I think Ava looks like
50-50.
I think Reese looks younger than Ava in some photos that she posts.
I have a friend who's a single mom by choice. So when she was going to the sperm donor, she actually chose a guy that looked like her.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Because she was like, if I want this kid to really look mm-hmm. like me.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That way you know that there's not going to be much weirdness. Like that nose with that nose or those eyes with those eyes. Like,
yeah.
You just know,
you know exactly what's going to come out.
That's why Jared and my kids
are going to look exactly like you. Jared, yes. Pointy and dark.
Yeah. It's like really weird. We have like the same like kind of shaped eyes, nose.
So
everything.
Pointy.
But
yeah.
Okay, so what else do you have on your list? You got a great list.
Okay,
Minimi is a good one. I never really thought of that.
Just anybody wearing like fake glasses. Anyone that has perfect vision.
Like prescription ones, you mean?
Or like
they're not prescription.
They're like fake. They don't
That's
need to wear
That's what I'm saying.
Them.
Like prescription frames, but
no prescription in them.
Yeah, that's so true. Why?
I don't get that. Why are you hiding your eyeballs?
I used to do that when I was like a teenager and Lauren got so mad at me.
Because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, well,
you don't
my stepdaughter did it and I'm like, okay, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's time to slut it up, not nerd it up. What's wrong with
that? Well, to some guys, that is slutting it up.
It was just true. It's nerd. It is annoying for people that, because I actually use glasses and people always be like, are those real? And it's like, yeah. Okay, friends. So, you know, new year, new me, roll your eyes. one of the things that I've really been trying to do this year is remain organized and be more productive when it comes to being organized. I know some of you guys follow me, so maybe you saw a video that's on YouTube of my Monica Geller moment where I had this crazy storage closet that needed cleaning out. Well, there's more parts of my house that look just like that. So recently I've been trying to sell a lot of the stuff that I have that I don't need or that I don't want to bring with me in 2020. And I've been using ShipStation. And it is literally an orgasm if you are OCD, because if you've never heard of ShipStation and you need to get rid of stuff or sell stuff, it's going to change your life because it makes managing and shipping out orders a breeze. So you can import orders from any sales channel. You can ship with any carrier using their deeply discounted rates. You can automate just about any shipping tasks. You don't have to like remain at your computer all the time. And with ShipStation, you'll spend less time on shipping and more time growing your business.
And I love it because I normally would like decide not to give some things away, like to sell some things, because I would figure that it was going to cost just as much as the thing itself.
Right. Or like you don't want to go through the trouble to ship something.
Yeah. So that's why ShipStation makes things worth, you know, it makes it worth it to ship and send and sell and all that stuff. So no matter where you're selling, whether that's Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, makes them really easy to manage on any device, even your cell phone. And they work with all the major carriers like UPS, FedEx, USPS, all the good stuff. And any business can have access to the discounts that are usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Get this year off to a great start at ShipStation.com. Use our offer code, which is GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free and no hassle, stress-free shipping. So just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in GETIT. That's ShipStation.com, offer code GETIT. Make ship happen.
Happy shipping.
Now, your husband might be guilty of this.
He probably is.
But when guys wear very hot knit beanies on a very hot day.
Oh, he doesn't do it on a very hot day. It's got to be like 60. Is that too hot still?
No, but I see people doing it on a hotter day than that, and I find it crazy. Like, how can your head handle that?
I have no idea. Like, wear a hot baseball hat, you know?
No, he's someone pretty good with the temperature. Options.
But a baseball hat breathes.
And yeah,
a knit,
exactly.
A knit hat is for the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
flattering. I don't know. It was a look for a hipster
it
for a
like
while.
It is like some guys look really hot in them. So, but you know, I think every guy looks hotter in his baseball cap.
I think there's a lot of guys who look hot in a beanie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's very flattering, but I think it's weird when, well, there's a whole trend going on with fashion right now where people are wearing too heavy of clothing for the weather.
I know. Is that because we live in LA though?
That's why we look
terrible. No, it's a Kim Kanye. He's from Chicago. So he wants a big puffy jacket.
It's like layering.
And then she has to wear
the big
puffy jacket. Like I just saw them at the Lakers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been to Lakers games. It's not cold in there.
They probably have like ice packs on the inside or something.
Full, like cat suit on and then like a jacket, like you were going to go ski in Whistler and in December.
But I do love the cat suit look.
The thing is,
cat suit looks fine, but then you have to wear it with big puffy jacket and then it's so hot that you have to put it around your elbows and you're like,
I love the big puffy layering and everything about it, but I want to live in -30 degree weather if I'm going to do it.
No, but
I don't care.
But what about if you're wearing a big puffy jacket and like a bralette?
No, I don't like that.
And then sweatpants.
I want a sweatshirt and then a puffy jacket and then a puffy jacket, you know?
In fashion, there's a three-piece rule where if you throw on a third piece, your outfit is like automatically elevated. Mm-hmm. It's an easy way to look a little more put together, which is why I have mine.
You have a big puffy jacket?
I don't have a big puffy jacket, but I wore like a trench here. It's like because it's my third piece. It's like, I could have just came in this.
I get it.
And then when you were walking, did you just put it on your shoulders and not put your arms through
it? I put my arms in it, Heather, just because I was next to you. Yeah, I didn't Courtney it up that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like putting it just on the shoulders. You look pretentious.
I like it for pictures.
I was really against putting it on the shoulders, and I had like a visceral reaction. And then one day, I put a jacket on my shoulders, and I was like, I fucking get it. You look a million times skinnier.
Oh, that's what I'm saying for pictures.
It covers like the fat area.
Like fat back, and it gives you big, broad shoulders, just the whole reason shoulder pads came into fashion. And then your body's skinny, your arms are just coming out. Like,
your arms are like T-Rexes.
Here's my fingers.
And I'm like, okay, I totally get this deal.
All right.
I think it's really weird when guys do it.
Yeah, should not be caping his pea coat. That's
like one
a
time Jonathan
sketch.
Chabon, food god, walked in and it was caping, and I was like, no.
Food god. Is he your favorite Kardashian?
He is. Oh my god. Did you guys
do Instagram? What Kardashian am
did
I?
Did you follow?
I was Caitlyn Jenner,
just so
you know.
Benny Drama?
I was true.
Oh my god, he's so funny. You gotta follow him on Instagram. He is this guy. He does all these characters. He did the Kardashian Christmas party. And he's like, does Chris. And then he does Jonathan Chabon, really brother. He's like, hi, Chris. I'm rich. He does like weird eyes.
Yes. What does Jonathan do?
Okay, so I've hung out with Jonathan. Yeah. And I remember I had dinner with him many years ago. and the whole dinner was free. This is before he was food god. I was in New York, and I'm like, hey, I want to meet for dinner. He's like, absolutely. And it was like, now I love to fucking eat, and I love to try everything. There's not one. And the only thing I don't like is fennel in a dish. Have you
so
ever
random.
Had like
never?
It's
no.
a very Stayed licorice-y flavor, like yeah. vegetable that will just ruin your whole dish. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, I go, you know, Jonathan, the only thing I don't like is fennel. And he goes, I fucking hate fennel. And I was like, oh my God, I really do think him creating this persona of the food god, yeah. I think is genius.
Did yeah. he change his name legally?
I think he did. But I mean, I really think yeah. it's great because it's like, he really does know about food.
Yeah.
And I was just like watching him on Instagram and he was like pushing some like way to get like fresh fish delivered to your house. And I'm like, this was so smart because by making yourself a food god, you instantly our spokesperson
mm-hmm. right.
for a million products.
Right.
Genius.
And you get to travel Kinsley's. And be get yeah. so oh, yeah. much shit for free.
Right.
Like him being a PR person, I think he thought about it and was like, oh my God, I'm going to just market myself as food. And then for the rest of my life, I'm going to be like 85 in a wheelchair,
eating all
rolling
food.
Up, getting a free meal yeah. for the rest of my life.
Oh, it yeah. is it's very so smart. True. I never
it
thought
so
of that
smart.
One.
Yes. I wish I would
yeah,
have
it wasn't
of it.
Like Taco God. Like he didn't like.
Just food. Exactly. All
just
kinds.
Just food God.
Is he, what was his job as a publicist beforehand? And was he Kim's publicist?
I don't know that he was Kim's publicist. I think they became friends. I mean, and he really did have a PR company. And then they had that short-lived show. Do you remember when Kim produced her first show? And it was about his PR company, but it was one of the fakest reality
oh,
shows
I
I've ever
watch.
Seen.
Wait,
I've
never, it was what like, was it called?
Spin... It was something like spin oh, something about, like so you to spin
yes,
a story.
Yes, yes. Now it's
it
going
was
back
like the
to
spin
bit.
Something.
I never.
And
heard
I
of
just
those.
Remember this one scene that I was like, "This is the fakest fucking show ever." And it was like, you know, this office, this fake PR office, but like everybody's just parked in front of each other, which was like you couldn't like have phone calls and stuff
yeah.
if you're like all in front. But that's the way it's going to work for yeah, shooting. Yeah. So then, so this one girl hates another girl or whatever. And she goes to pick up the girl's cake and she's driving and the cameras, you know, are in the car and she's driving with the cake.
Aww.
Like a cake, not in a box. Who the fuck Aww, picks up a cake,
gosh.
Not in a box? And then, of course, boom, we slam on the brakes. The cake goes into the girl's
oh
face. And I was like,
God,
so
bad.
I'm out. This is the fakest, dumbest show.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to bring it back.
Thank God.
Bring it back to Netflix.
That's amazing.
Thank God Jonathan was like, yeah, this is fucking lame. Let me go trademark food god.
So are you, because I know obviously you still like write and you did, are you still working in TV or are you like so far away from TV
no,
now?
No, I mean, I'm not working in TV. I mean, at this point, fortunately, the podcast and my stand-up is you know, to the point where I couldn't go take like a writing job. It wouldn't make sense mm-hmm. unless I was like, it was my own show or
right,
something.
Right, right, right.
And, but because of that, like I love to watch TV. I love to analyze it. I love to analyze all reality TV, you know, like I kind of like using it as like a place to then jump off and discuss a bigger situation going on
right.
because of these people. So I do enjoy it all still.
Okay, so it's no secret that one thing that will kill your fitness goals in 2020 is boredom. Because let's be real, working out is boring. But
it can be boring when you're doing the exact same thing over and over again.
Exactly. But if you have ClassPass, it is literally the antithesis of boring. What's the opposite of boring, Ashley?
Exciting.
Exactly. So if you don't know what ClassPass is, ClassPass is an all-access membership to over 30,000 of the best gyms and fitness studios all over the world.
You can go where you want. You can go when you want and how you want. ClassPass is everything you need to make a workout fun. Naz and I have been doing it for a very long time. Naz is, you know... You've been on it for since
I've been on it forever.
Started.
And why I love it is because I do get bored working out. And just so you guys know, there's more than just workouts on ClassPass. Like I get professionally stretched out yeah. by someone once
sweat,
a week.
The sweat room place.
Yes. The sweat yeah. room place. Shape House is on there. So once a week I'll do yoga. Another time I'll do hot yoga. You can also get massages. You can get cryotherapy on ClassPass. Like yeah. it'll change your life. And monthly memberships start at $15 and you can cancel anytime. And what's great is that they've got something for everyone. It's either you can find stuff near your job, near your house. ClassPass is everywhere. Mix it up and find the perfect studio and class just for you.
You can get your first month for free at ClassPass.com/newyears. That is wild.
your first month for free,
you guys.
ClassPass.com/New Year's for your first month for free. Say it again. ClassPass.com/New Year's. I feel like you must have addressed this on your own podcast, but when Busy Phillips' show was canceled and then she released the reaction, you have to give me all the thoughts.
Wait, can you tell everyone?
What was the reaction?
Yeah, she'll do a better job.
Okay. Well, first of all,
explain the story.
So Busy Phillips had a show that she got on E! And as someone that has like been a comedian, a writer and everything since I was 21, 22 years old, you know, I like Busy. I met her on White Chicks and we like hit it off. I totally thought she had like a natural funniness about her. So I hear she's getting a show on E! And I was like,
it's a late night talk show.
I'm like, okay. After Chelsea left, they got rid of all the funny. They got rid of Soup, everything. And I'm like, okay, they're dipping their foot back into this world. Okay, I think it's good, and I'm like, and it's all going to be positive and friendly, and I'm in this new PC world of Joan Rivers being dead and Chelsea being gone. Okay, it's all about hugging your celebrity friends. Whatever, fine. I'm down for it. I watched a show, and, you know, it just was lazy. It just, like, I don't think people tried very hard, and so it was just a lot of, like, hey, guys, I'm just going to tell you, have you seen the trailer to Cats? Yeah. and then it was just like, you know, she wasn't really a comedian, but then, and then there'd be like four people in the audience laughing really loud, like that weird, like producer off to the side laugh that like people think are cool. I'm like, either have an audience or don't. Cause I think just like one weird person would be like, ha! It's just like weird. Like, what is that? So, you know, and she'd like get in her pajamas and then at the end she'd sing cause she wanted to be like Carol Burnett or something and be like, missed your nightgown. And like, she had like a nice voice, whatever. But every time it was just, you know, a good friend hugging. And so the show
sounds awful.
Didn't go. Yeah. My prediction
I wish you guys could see Heather's
face. I know. We need to make this video.
Like, but I love the hugging celebrity friends thing.
Like, and I grab your ass and I touch your tits. Oh, we're edgy. Like, oh, shut up.
So true.
Oh, so true.
So, I mean, I was just like, whatever. So I'd watch it occasionally, just kind of like, hey, watch it. And then again, am I a little bit jealous? Probably. Because then I read this article. How did you get a talk show? And she's like, I was in Palm Springs. And I stayed at the estate of Merv Griffin, which I'm sure was fucking like, you know, $50,000 for the weekend or something. And I'm like, this is kismet. I should have a talk show. So I called my agent. I'm like, crazy idea. Let's have a talk show. And they're like, okay. Like, what?
They were like, okay. Like,
what? And so, listen, she's been very successful. From the time she was 19, she booked movie after TV show after movie after TV show after movie after TV show. And this was honestly her first failure, okay? Oh, she can't take it. Girlfriend cannot take it. You know, I mean, the amount of rejection I've had in my life is like, fuck, amazing. Okay. So I'm like, oh, this is the first job you've never gotten or hasn't last. You know, like, so she, after it gets canceled, I'm like, okay, when is Busy's podcast coming? My good friend Chris Frangella called Getting Busy is what he called it. I called it Keeping It Real with Busy. Keeping It Real Busy is what I said. And he said, Getting Busy. Anyway, you can take the title because you're obviously probably signing some $2 million with iHeart right now that you don't know about.
Probably. Yeah.
Guarantee.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she, all of a sudden, months later, she does this whole thing where she's like crying on Instagram about that she can't believe that.
I didn't know about any of
this. She can't believe that her show was canceled and that her daughter, Birdie 13? Or Tweety or whatever, wrote a fuck you letter to E!
Did she read the letter?
What?
And a lot of people think that she might have written the letter with like a left hand to make it look like a child's
writing.
But I don't know. And it was like,
wait, how old's her daughter?
Like 12 or 13. Hold on. I'm picking. I'm pulling it up. Wait, this is wild.
Yes. So then.
Yes, so, you're right. Her daughter's names are Cricket and Birdie.
Cricket and Birdie. Okay. And one of them wrote
Birdie Busy.
Look up the fuck you letter to E. Yeah. Okay.
No, Birdie Phillips.
Lauren, I thought the same.
I was like, that's dumb.
Birdie Phillips. Okay, so here's the letter. Yeah. It says, well, it says, you are the worst TV network ever. Why? Oh, well, you got rid of my mom's show. And two, you mad a lot of people.
Made a lot of people.
A lot of people lose their jobs. Number three, you suck. Well, anyways, my mom does work much harder than you, so you don't deserve her. She will find another place to do her show when it becomes popular.
I've seen those ads and commercials for a show, and I've never been, like, tempted to ever put it on.
And so then she makes it, like, a feminist rant.
Then she makes this whole thing, like, a woman. And I'm like, oh, my God, shut up.
Like, she's, like, the first woman who, like, hasn't had a successful show. Like,
and I'll also tell you,
I don't know.
Why no one has ever thought of this, the reason that there's fewer women in late night is because women watch women, men watch men. You watch who you're related to. And a lot of women
go to bed early.
Go to bed early because they have fucking kids.
That's so true.
They have kids.
They also probably just want to watch comedians.
We can't be up at 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. Like, we can't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think Chelsea worked because it was a half hour and it wasn't too late and it went on at 11 and depending where you are, sometimes it went on at 10.
I don't know, Heather. I think I'm going to semi-disagree here. I think a good show is a fucking good show, right? Like, I watched Chelsea lately every single night. I thought it was so funny. It was short. You're right. Like, right. I didn't feel like it was too long.
But
she got right into it. Like, she would sit down and read the news.
But listen, it wasn't too late. It was 11:30. It was 11 to 11:30. And like I said, in other markets, it was at 10.
What time was Busy Show on?
Hers was just the same time. Oh, okay. But I just don't think it was like, I don't think people cared. And I think a lot of the E audience changed. And they all went over to Bravo. But like, I don't know who the E audience is now. But anyway, I think that what it is that sometimes when 11:30 or a 12:30 show like James Corden, there's just less women up that late. I think
it's also like you watch that stuff the next day on Instagram, but no one's like, you got to watch this video from Busy Phillips show, you know?
Sure. No, because there was nothing like juicy or funny.
Exactly,
or,
yeah.
Like, she wasn't
viral. She didn't have Harry Styles interviewing Kendall
and
Jenner.
And the thing is that people don't want to go, you know what I'd like to see tonight? Just two positive A-list girlfriends hugging each other, talking about how they're doing a juice fest together on set. From 5 years ago, no one fucking cares.
Yeah.
Like, you want to watch something either really funny or really interesting and really juicy. So anyway, the point is,
Heather needs her own show.
E is like, fuck you. And I did this like fashion police after the Golden Globes. And I was like, okay, Michelle, you know, Michelle Williams' life partner, Busy Phillips, like the greatest thing that ever happened to Billy Phillips was that, I'm not going to say it on the show, but. Okay, so anyway, she became a plus one. Okay, but she's like, yeah! Michelle Williams' speech is great. I should call her Michelle Phillips. Michelle Williams' speech is
at the Golden Globes.
Is really great at the Golden Globes. Really great, really important.
After she won her award.
But Busy's like, yeah, like screaming, yelling it out, everything, and I'm like, wait, I don't think I saw, like, when I pulled up like the hottest fashions from E, I'm like, I don't think I saw Busy's dress.
Oh, no, they're blacklisted.
Oh, they're not going to feature her after that cricket fuck you letter.
Oh,
they're
no.
So yeah. So I'm like, so in my little like Instagram thing, I was like, and Busy, when your daughter writes a fuck you letter to E and you share it on your Instagram to your 2 million or whatever followers, I'm like, no, they're not going to feature you on the E red carpet. They're not going to feature you. They're never going to feature you again. I know this for a fact because I've never been on E since Chelsea Lately ended. And I'm not even the one that wanted to end the show. So it's like, once they're like, we think somehow you are not there.
Yeah. Ooh. That was an incredible telling of a story.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, have you ever thought of like just sitting in the library and reading to children?
She explains pop culture.
If I ever get a terminal illness, will you come to the hospital to cheer me up?
Absolutely.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
The face gesture.
It's like, well, this is what happened in pop culture this week. That's what her podcast is.
But good luck to Busy.
Naz, I know a couple months ago you were going on some pretty crappy dates because you were sitting across from somebody that you felt like you had nothing in common with and you just couldn't like keep a conversation going. And that's, especially for you, that's saying something.
I mean, I could talk to wallpaper but and make it interesting. But yeah, OkCupid, I'm not even kidding you guys. I feel like is the best dating app out there right now. And I've been using dating apps since 2013 when they like first debuted basically. But the reason why I love OkCupid is because it's just really changed the dating game by asking you tons of questions about yourself and what type of person you're looking for. I know other apps sort of make people answer certain questions, but you don't really get to know them in the same way that you can through OkCupid. And the more questions that you answer, the better OkCupid is at finding your match that you have something in common with. So some of my favorite questions are you a morning person?
Which did you make Naz New Year's? Is. And like, if exactly. I were to marry a morning person who is as jolly as she is, I'd be like, gross, no thanks. So that's like an important question. That's not just like a little fluff question.
Absolutely. Could you date someone who felt differently about kids than you do? Are you a cord cutter? Do you share your streaming platform passwords with other people? Like, they go
great.
I know. They go so in depth. And by the way, guys, OkCupid works. It's the most mentioned dating app in the New York Times wedding section.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. OkCupid is the only app in the world that can match you on a range of issues that you care about, from how important is a good margarita to how do you feel about climate change?
Exactly.
So stop the mindless time on other dating apps and go to the app where you choose what matters. OkCupid is free, so I don't even have to give you a URL and spell it out for you. So download OkCupid today. And go and have a great date this week. And then tell us how it
tag
went.
Us.
Do it. Tell us in the Facebook group. And guys, if you do meet somebody on OkCupid because you heard this on the I Don't Get It podcast, we'll come to the wedding.
Oh, Ashley, I love that.
All right, my next I Don't Get It is great for you being here for. So I didn't start using tampons until I was 20. Wait, what year was that I got
24
for the first
24?
Time? 25.
I was thinking about this today because I was putting in a tampon. It took me, not long. And I was wondering, does it still take you a long time to put one in?
No.
Okay.
No, 30, know. Like, just, you know, yeah, like gosh. Literally seconds.
So what did you get?
So,
tampons. Okay.
No, I get tampons
now. Did you
now.
Use pads with a belt?
No. So what
that
happened?
Was like, that was like from the 60s.
So I started using tampons at 25 and now I cannot use a pad. I think it's just crazy.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It really is.
So then how do people, I don't get it is how do people out there choose to use pads over
Ashley,
tampons.
Actually, you've had that I don't get it already.
Have I? It's been 3 years of doing
this
podcast.
I think you may have done that a couple
no,
times.
No, we did that like literally 2 months ago.
Really? Well, now Heather's here.
I'll just say.
Wait, can you talk about what is a pad with a belt?
Oh, no, that's like what like I never, experienced it, but in this book by Judy Blume that everybody read when they were 12.
It was the
it
American
was a book
Girl
written
book
like 10 years, us. Like, yeah. And it was like they talked about this belt and this girl gets a period or something. It was like Deanie or whatever. And I was like, what the? And I remember going, what are they talking about with this belt? Like, because I knew what a period was. I knew what a pad was. I was like, what is this belt? And I guess no one thought to do like adhesives before then. And they just put a little belt.
No.
So you literally have to wear a belt around your waist.
Like Santa
attaching
Claus?
The pad. Yes.
So
and walk around like that.
Yeah. So is that where chastity belt came from?
I would like to know when the tampon was invented.
I think it was in the 60s. Yeah. I remember that old commercial where they're like
God,
all like
figured it out.
Around, frolicking.
The only reason I think someone would use a pad now, honestly, and is just if you suffer from extremely heavy periods.
Yeah. Really heavy.
Or
yeah.
like I have one day of the period which I'm like it'll be heavy and I can tell. And if it's like I'm going to bed.
Uh-huh.
I will throw on a pad with the tampon just to make sure.
I used to sleep with pads.
I used to wear a pad. It's because they scared us to death with toxic shock. So we're like, we got to use a pad.
Oh, yeah. 1929.
Oh, my God. The tampons were around that long.
Did you read this? It says tampons first appeared in ancient Egypt.
Wow, guys. Yes. Have you ever tried a cup?
No.
A diva cup? A diva cup?
They're disgusting.
No, that sounds so gross. Why do you want to try one? Because it makes me sound like you want to like collect your blood or something. Like, what? Why would you want a cup?
You're going to take it out and then it's all going to spill
in the toilet. Yeah.
But so many girls are so obsessed and they can't stand it when I make fun of the diva cup because they're like, no, this is great for the environment and your body.
Oh.
I can't stand my own smell when I go to the bathroom on my period. Do you guys, talked about this. Do you guys feel, I am grossed out by myself. I'm literally in the bathroom. I'm like, I don't want to be around me. This is fucking terrible. It smells like burnt metal and like, I don't know, like a little cow dying maybe. I have no idea.
Does your smell?
I have this self-conscious feeling that everyone is smelling my period around me. So I put on extra perfume and then I'm that girl with like, it smells like Joan Rivers with like extra perfume.
Oh my God. I don't know.
You don't have your period doesn't smell a little bit on a heavy day?
I don't think so. I think that only I think of like when you smell is like an asparagus thing.
Okay.
Yeah, or when you have beets and your pee is red.
Lauren, does your blood smell?
Sometimes you were agreeing with me, and now you're saying it does. Today I gross myself out as well. Yes.
When I use pads, I could smell it more. Yeah. Because it's sitting right there in front of me.
Yeah. Any guy that was listening is.
And
not
I also hate trying to find the string when I have my period too, because you know sometimes it goes up the butt crack.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
And then your
wiping.
Fingers are literally like in.
I mean, have
the
you
Red Sea trying
have,
to find
have
this
you
fucking
ever
white
put
string?
In a second?
Yes,
and not realize like you're drunk.
I was drunk and had sex and pushed another one up there, and then pushed another one up there the next day, and it was in there for a week.
Have you not shared this story on the podcast? Because it happened in the weirdest way. She's like, I think it may have been stuck up there. She kept wondering for like a couple days.
And then I started fainting and dizzy.
Yeah. And then she went poopy. And then while she was going poop,
I pushed it
7 days later, it came out
upside down
with a string. The last to come out.
Yeah. It was bad. And that smelled like a dying cat.
I'm gonna come out with period perfume. Poor and I'm Jesus. Gonna be fucking so rich.
Oh my God. I think that's happened to everybody at least once.
Yeah. I've always been scared, but drunk, as soon totally as I'm scared, I stick my finger up there to see if I can feel it.
Yeah. Are you happy you didn't have girls to like have to deal with this shit? Or
no,
I have
a stepdaughter that I raised. So I mean I had to go through the period and like, you know, give her tips and tell her what to do.
Can you imagine getting a period talk from Heather McDonald?
I know.
Can you give us a period talk now?
Very
pretend I just got my period. What are you telling me? I'm crying.
You're crying? Did you cry?
No, yeah. I just remember one time she's we're taking two different cars. Like, my husband was driving, I was driving. And she's like, I'm going to drive with mom. She calls me mom, too, because I've raised her from she was young. She gets in the car and she's like, so, what if I get my period and I'm like at school or whatever? And I was like, oh, okay. So you're afraid of it, you know, and I explain like, I go, it's not going to be like gushing. You're going to go to the bathroom and there's going to be a little bit there. And so I'm like, you can still like put some toilet paper in there and go to the nurse and get one. Like, I doubt it would like show through your clothes. So just don't worry about that, you know? So that was one of the things I said, you know what? Just little thing. I mean, now that she's, you know, she's in college now. And so from early on, even when I knew she hadn't even kissed a boy, I was always just like, you know, you have to get on birth control and you know, I go and you can come to me, but you might not want to come to me. So you have your godmother, you have your aunt. I'm like, but just don't, you know, I go, you have every opportunity in the world for this not to happen. And I go, so you've got to make sure that you do everything to make sure it doesn't happen, you know? And even then, like, and when I go visit her, I'm like, so you have a new boyfriend now. What are you doing? You know, and she's like, well, I'm like, what? Did you get off the pill? She's like, well, I think I'm going to get, I'm like, here's your fucking insurance card. What's wrong with you? Like, go.
What was she doing? Condoms? Pulling out?
I don't know, but she went to the doctor because I made sure that she's on something again. And I'm like, look. I mean, I'd be fucking thrilled though to have a little baby.
turn the fuck around.
I thought about
that's
it.
That's my mom.
Like, and I would absolutely not be the mom that's like, I'm ready to have fun. I'd be like, but I don't think she'd be a great person to co-parent with. Like, if I was going to raise the baby with her, I think we wouldn't get along. So I told all my kids, nobody's having kids till they're 30.
That's so funny.
Is the goal that you
How
should
old are
have.
Your boys?
17 and almost 14.
So do the deal with like them masturbating and worrying about what they're doing
I've
in
their
room?
No, I've never seen anything like that. They're both, to my knowledge, showed very, very straight tendencies from the moment they were born. I believe they're both straight. Okay. I've told them over and over, like, I wish one of them was gay.
I know.
At least one, you know, but no.
At least.
And,
it's so funny.
I mean, they're my all of us, including myself, I think are, what do you call it? Not slow learners. What do you call it? Like,
delayed.
Like delayed sexually.
Late bloomer.
Slow learner.
Delayed sexually. That's the
text. Late bloomers. Like, I think we're all late bloomers.
Okay.
Like, aww. I mean, you know, and then that's why I'm like to my son who's 17, I'm like, no. Like, I know it's more acceptable that kids stay home and go to a junior college. I'm like, no, you got to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah.
You got to live in a dorm. Some girl's going to shame you for not eating vegetables. You're going to fuck her. Like, it's got to happen.
I love it.
It's got to happen because it's not happening now.
They're very innocent.
Oh, you know?
That's like Ashley. She came home every single weekend. My mom was like, go to a party.
Yeah. I didn't want to go to a party.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so if you're dealing with the kids growing up, did your husband take care of the sex talk with the guys? And what about, like, wet dreams? Did they have what?
So far, nothing like that.
Nothing
really
like
that. Nothing like that. That's one
thing. Like, what about a girl they brought home that you're, like, not a fan of?
I mean, I've walked in and been like, wake up, and, like, seen, like, a boner under a cover.
Oh, that's nothing.
But no. But I have said to them when they were younger, and I go, look, you know, someone's probably, you know, you might be at a friend's house, you might see something with the internet, you know, like really something really sexual. And I said, and the reason you shouldn't look at that stuff is because it's going to change your image of what sex really is.
Oh, that's smart. Really, thank God we have moms
and
that
these
do
people
that.
Are professional. It's not what a really girl, what a girl wants. And I go, and it's going to, so if you come across it or if someone's showing it, I really think it's important that you don't look at it. Oh, and so
really
far
smart.
Walking in and stuff, like, it's just been video games, and like, they love like crude humor. Like, I've let them watch Family Guy and things since they were very young, which I'm sure many people would be like, that's so inappropriate.
I grew up on The Simpsons, and I feel like we're all okay because of
exactly. Like I'm sorry, but when they were younger, they would just talk about how, like, oh my God, these Disney shows are so bad. These are the worst actors and everything. And then when they discovered, like, Family Guy and stuff, I'm like, well, I'd rather you watch, like, great comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, chances are that what they're going to be doing is going to be doing something in entertainment or sales or business, something. They're not going to be doctors or anything. So it's like, just fucking, like, watch something clever, you know? So I'm okay with that.
My next I don't get it, I formulated over Christmas break as I walked into Jared's family's houses multiple times and saw the same cousins 3 days in a row. And as I saw them for, like, the second or third day, I was like, do I really have to hug you, hello, and goodbye again?
Mm. Oh, like they came over three times?
I went to dinner with them. I went to their place.
At what point do you just walk and in just and like, not hug someone?
I'm like, I really like, this is really nice, but do I have to really make it a
You hate hugging.
Yeah, we're not huggers.
Your family is not you. I love hugging. I think it's because I'm like Latin.
You like get excited to hug your family.
I'm like, goodbye, hello, yes, even with you guys. And then you guys were the first people
we were like, gave me this half thing.
I'm like,
yeah, I think that's probably completely true. Like, I like to hug. I'd hug my girlfriends when I see them, and it's like...
But I do, too. But it's like when I'm seeing them 3 days in a row, and I'm like, I know that's a regular hello the first time I'm going to see you, but if you see that same friend the next day...
I understand how you're confused by it, but...
Do you hug your parents? Do you guys hug your
parents? Yeah, we hug our parents all the time. We hug each other all the time, but we don't...
We're fine,
but
like, within the family.
But you guys don't like hugging other people.
I every single day, I go like this to Jared, and then we like... Yeah. We hug like 15 times a day.
Okay, so do you not... Think how crazy it is how you're like that with Jared, but not with any other person that's not
but
Jared
my family
or your family. You're not like that with anyone else in the world.
I don't know.
I'm not touching with people that are outside of our immediate family.
Yeah. More and Lizzie, we do not hug.
Yeah, but More and Lizzie don't plan to hug
either.
Either.
But you guys don't hug me really either. You kind of started hugging me. But
well, I do when I haven't seen you in a while.
You hug me.
Yeah. I want more hugs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I get it. I totally get it.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, but that's because, like, you know, we are the same.
Anyway, I thought that was good.
You got another? I don't get
that
it.
That was a good one. Hold on. Wait, let me see what I have here.
I feel like I thought of one the other day, and I was like, write that shit down.
The cat and the Taylor meme, I still don't get.
Taylor meme. What? The Taylor? From the Cats trailer?
No, from Taylor from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, I don't get that either.
I don't get it either when it's like her yelling at someone,
I
right?
And I guess, so I was saying that. Kelly, who works with me, just said that she read something that's just it has nothing to do with anything. Someone just put it together.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just thought it was funny. And so then we started talking about, and the other thing that I never got was when that dress came out and half the people saw it blue and black and the other white and gold. And I'm like, I just find that so amazing. And how did someone think that there were two different colors? Like, and she's like, I guess someone just said, do you like this black and blue dress?
Yes.
And the girl is like, it's white and gold. And I'm like,
yes.
But I'm like, why is there not like a Harvard study on that? That is so weird.
So I thought you were going the opposite direction and you're going to say how stupid it was. I was like, I love that blue dress thing.
It was so weird.
So awesome. Because I first saw white and gold.
I saw white and gold. I never
and
saw
white
and gold.
I've never seen white and gold.
I've always seen black and blue.
Yeah.
Did Where you see is that dress? Who sold that dress? Did they sell a million
of them? I think
it's
like very famous and like goes auctioned off for charity or something.
That's so funny.
Have you guys seen the new one where it's like, which direction is he swinging?
Yes.
No,
and, like,
I haven't seen that one.
It's very obvious. Okay, fine. I got to pull it up 1 second.
Yeah. It is obvious because
to me, it's very obvious.
I can't tell which way he's going
What
at
is
all.
It? Is it a person?
It's
baby?
A person on a swing, and you're seeing if he's facing you or going away from you.
Wasn't it both if you're swinging up
and then
back?
Okay, like here facing, we go. Face your his face. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone out there.
I'm going to see it, and then everybody's going to respond.
Everyone out there, listen.
And we have to go through an ad, huh?
Fuck.
Whatever.
This is a world we live in.
Wait, what was the cat meme? I love the cat meme. I think it's funny.
I don't get it, though.
Don't you not get it?
Like, what? That's what's funny.
Okay.
Which way is he swinging? Is he swinging towards us or away from us? Is he going towards the building or away from the building?
I think he's going towards.
He's going away from the building. So now you tell me.
I think he's coming towards.
I feel like his feet are towards us.
Yes.
Feet are towards us.
Yeah.
So he's going away from the building.
Yeah. Some people are seeing him as going his feet towards the building.
He's coming towards us.
There's no way.
Wait, what?
Some people think.
What do you have to Google to see this? Google, if you guys are listening, Google which way is he swinging.
Oh, it's barstool swing. It's barstool swing.
Yeah, no. How the hell would you ever see that?
That's nowhere close to the weird dress thing.
No way. Because he's obviously just facing us.
Yeah.
All right. To wrap up this podcast,
we have 15 more minutes.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I think it might take 15 minutes.
Okay. Wait. I have a question too.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
No, you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, because you think it's going to wrap up.
I think this is a good wrap up.
Okay. I want it. This one's like more on a serious. No. I know. I'm so boring. Did you, because you're like so funny and outgoing, do you feel like guys don't like girls like that? You know how a lot of people say that? I know you're married, obviously, that people are intimidated. I want to know, as like a female comedian, like,
do you think it genuinely is actually harder for like funny women to like find a
loud, 100%
loud, outgoing? You
well,
think
it's
so?
Like when I was growing up, like I knew right, I knew at a young age, like I was funny, and then, and we used to watch any evening at the Improv when I was like. We had cable. We always had great TV, and we were a very TV family. We watched TV, eating dinner. Like, there was never any taboo or bullshit. Like, no TV. Like, we loved TV. My dad was in advertising, whatever. So we're watching it, and you know, I was just like, oh, my God, I want to be a stand-up comic. And I used to stay up late to watch whenever Joan Rivers was on and pretend like I had homework to do, and I just wanted to watch her. So I was like... But I remember watching, like, these comedians at the time, the female comedians, and they're very unattractive. Joan Rivers was attractive, but she would do these jokes about how ugly she was. And I was like, why? She's not ugly. But Roseanne was, you know, not put together. And Paula Poundstone was this woman that, you know, now she's gay. But we didn't know she was gay at the time. And we did, but she didn't say it. You know, all these type of things that we'd see. I'd see these people, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I want to be a female stand-up, but who would ever want to marry a female stand-up? Aww. No man would. And I was just like, oh, and I really want to be, like, a cute wife and mother. So, like, I kind of struggled, like, when I was at USC and stuff with, like, knowing I had this talent, but also really wanting to marry, like, a beta from Newport.
Yeah. And just
having fun, being cute. I was a Valley Deb. I was, like, in a sorority. I liked that. I wanted to be, like, a senator's wife. I loved being, like, a date of someone that had, like, do you mind going to my company party with me? I'm like, yeah! Like, I just... loved it. And then there was this other side that, like, is standing up in front of people and being, like, really, like, ball busting.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so when I, yeah, I definitely do. And at one point, I just kind of was like, I have to pursue the gifts that God gave me. Aww. Otherwise, it's a fuck you to God, just like Cricket said fuck you to E. Like, I, like, it, what, you know, I was like, you have to do, when you realize you're, like, you have something special that not everyone can do, and you're pushing it down because you think it's hard to do, that's not right, you know? So I'm like, okay, so let me start to try to do this. And it really was weird to date, because it was like, you know, people, either the guy would be like overly into it, like he wanted to be a comic, or he'd be like, how am I going to give this? And it's kind of weird. I don't know if my parents would like it, like that kind of thing. And it's different now, like, you know, 20 something years later, I definitely think like people aren't like that and guys aren't as judgy, but, yeah, it was. And when I met my husband, he was just like, oh, that's cool. And he went and he liked it, you know. But, I mean, there's also been times when we've struggled in the marriage. And I'm like, fuck, Joan Rivers' husband killed himself. Like, Wendy Williams' husband had a baby with someone else. Like, it's not a fun thing to be married to a female comic, I don't think.
Aww, why do you think that?
I don't know. I mean, there's other people that are doing fine, you know, and there's comedy couples. There's a lot of comedy couples that, like, seem to be great, you know, like Natasha and her Leggero and her husband and Tom Segura and Kate and Christina Pazinski. Like, there's these comedy couples that work together that I think are, like, really, it's just, oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like Eliza just got married and her husband's a chef.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish them well. And I think, but I mean, it's hard. It's different when it's Kevin Hart on stage, you know? And it's like, oh, that's my, you know, like, I don't know.
Why is it different?
I feel like the men, if you have a soft-spoken woman, they're not going to push back on anything.
My husband has never had a problem. He's been in the audience. I've talked about him, all that stuff. But then sometimes I think, you know, oh, I wonder if it hasn't been that great. You know? Like, but there's nothing I can do about it now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's what it is. And so I do think it's hard, but I would tell every person to go for their goal. And I do think nowadays, guys, I mean, I have so many more straight men in my audience. I've had like a bachelor party come to see me before they went to the strip club. Like,
aww, that's cool.
That's really like, I don't think guys are, you know, I think people have evolved, right. But in general, you are attracted to the comedians that speak to you.
Yeah.
So when people say, oh, it's so hard to be a female comic, whatever. Yeah, it is, you know, in the sense that there were more male executives. So the male executives would go see, you know, six people perform, and they were attracted to the Jewish male who talked about the bar mitzvah because they're a Jewish male and they loved that story. Like,
And that's how we ended up where we are today.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know that it's not necessarily someone's fault. It's like, but that's why you put diverse people in the writer's room and things like that, because it's very subjective. It's not as what, it's not like a guy walks into the room and is like, no women are going to work today. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's that. I think it's like, you know, it just came to be like, oh, you know, and then
this
also
is what we know.
And what I would always say to my audience members, my listeners and stuff, which they've, when I've said it now, they've stopped it. But I used to get, you know, on my Facebook pages or whatever, like, I'm going to see Heather tonight, dragging the husband. And I finally said, you guys aren't helping the cause.
Yeah.
Why are you saying you're dragging your husband?
Yeah.
If your husband got tickets to see Chris Rock tonight, you'd get a blowout and you'd be thrilled to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'd laugh the whole way fucking through.
It's so fucking true.
But you're scared because a woman standing on stage, you're scared that I might say something that's going to upset your husband. And then you're going to feel like, fuck, I made him come to the show. And somehow she got political and said some feminist thing that pissed him off. I'm like, first of all, not political. Second of all, have a little more faith in your husband. Mm-hmm. If he married you, he probably has a good sense of humor because you like me. And trust me, you can bring the husband. And so since I've said that, so many people now bring their husband and they're not apologetic about it. And they're like, my husband, and they come up to me and they're like, my husband loved it.
Aww.
But still there's this part of me that I'm like, I'm happier that the man liked me than the woman. I'm still a little bit like,
you're still trying to hone because
I'm still like, I see this. I see this guy with his baseball hat on, all pissed that he's here. And I'm like, and then he's laughing the hardest. And I'm like, And I'm like, but all the girls in the front that were laughing from the start that brought me a bottle of Rumbauer, I'm like, well, really, I should. And I love those people too. Yeah. But why am I still fixated on could I win over the straight guy?
Because we've always had so much to prove to them because they make all the decisions.
It's kind of so crazy that you said that, because when guys come up to Jared and I, Jared and me, they go, we love the show. Like, my wife got me into it. And then we say, and I can't believe I say it now that it was brought up to my attention. We go, oh, the guy fans are our favorite. We love the guy. We love hearing the most from the guys. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a second, that's because we didn't expect them to like
it. Yes.
And people always thought, they'll be like, oh, I watched the show. Or they'll hint, guys will hint to me watching the show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, my girlfriend got me into it. And I'm like, stop saying that. You
just
obviously
you
like
it.
Just say
and
you
you're
watched
watching it.
I've literally
broke up.
Said that back to people.
Yeah, I know. I hate that when they're always like.
The Bachelor isn't a show just for women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made me watch, you know, like
did you see that Barstool video of the guys watching Bachelor instead of the fucking national championship?
Yeah.
It's because it's girls fighting, hot girls fighting each other. Of course you're gonna like it.
I get frustrated watching The Bachelor and always seeing the girl that is emotional. She's either crying, she is like got a deeper voice, she's a little bit more loud, she's a little bit more, has like a little more energy when she speaks, always being deemed the crazy one, the one that the guy never shows initial interest in, and then the guy is always showing interest in the soft spoken, like batting her eyes girl.
And Ashley and I have always been, or all of us, we have like deeper voices, which is why I asked you that question in the first place. And I'm always, I think, subconsciously self-conscious that like a guy's not gonna like how outgoing and loud I am, or that, you know, I just like to crack a joke. But Eliza, how do you say her last name? Schlesinger?
Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh, that's how you say it?
Yeah.
She has like such a good joke about that, like how in movies and in, you know, like rom-coms, guys walk in the bar and there's like a little timid girl in the corner and he's like, let me say hi to her. And it's like, no, it's fucking Kathy who was like loud in class and like got all ready. And she's like, come on, girls, let's go out. And they always like walk up to like the quiet friend in the corner.
Yeah.
And it's like not like the girl actually trying. And that's like funny and fun.
The one who doesn't want to be there. That's so attractive.
That may have a deeper voice.
Yeah, those girls. I remember I had a friend. I still have, she's still my friend today. Okay. And oh my God, every guy loved her. Like, she had a boyfriend from the time she was like 13 on. And I used to like spend the night at her house. And then she'd be talking to the boyfriend and she'd be like, all these like whispery for hours on. I'm like, why did you invite me? You know, like, and I was like, I got you. And I absolutely think that that fucking works.
Yeah, it fucking does.
Dude, why do they love damsels in distress?
My friend Shay walks up and down fucking Fairfax with her huge ass. Like,
she's a huge,
huge ass.
Ass.
And she's like, hi, I'm Shay. I'm like, you don't talk like that, you know? Yeah. She has gotten every number of from every single guy on that fucking block because she's like, I'm Shay. I'm like,
I'm going to eat.
Bye. And they're
like, I'm like, yo, is there a line at John and Vinny's? I'm like, yo, put me down. Like, no one, who's fucking dating me?
I don't know, but I don't even see those girls in real life. I see them on TV.
I see it. I feel like I see them in real life.
Yeah. There are certain girls, I always think, look, there's certain girls, they either figure it on their own or like their mom teaches them or something. And it's like, my mom was just like, get an education. No one could ever take that from you. Like, always make your own money. Like, I was like, fuck, why didn't you just tell me, like, talk soft and blow them really well? I mean, living in a big house, not
that's
caring.
That's the title's episode. Talk soft and blow them really well.
Oh, that's the perfect title. Good. So, Heather, what the fuck do we do?
Yeah, what's like, your advice for girls like that?
Do I start talking like this?
Like, I want to
just try it.
No,
I'm not changing who I am.
You're obviously proving that it, you know, a funny, successful, unapologetic, like, incredible woman.
I mean, it's worked fine, like, whatever. But I mean, no. And it's like, now, I mean, if now I would never put on a face for anybody. Like, if something happened, my husband died, whatever, and I was out there again, who cares? But when you have to get them at this age where there is a specific age where you got to lock it down.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear that, but it's true. How old are you guys?
I'm turning 30.
And how old are you?
29.
You're fine. But you don't have that much time.
I know. It's true. I mean, it's like, this isn't headline news.
No, if you want to have a traditional
situation,
you know, but.
Like not a divorce guy, you mean?
No, but like if you want to have kids by the time you're 30, you do not want to be giving birth at 48 with your egg that you froze from 15 years prior. You don't. You do not want to be 52 with a 4-year-old. You don't.
52 with a 4-year-old.
You don't. I know some people do it. You see them. It's, you know, but you're not Halle Berry. And it's like, it's just, you know. So like you want to have them when that in your 30s.
Yes. Yeah, so, we're going to make that happen. And we're going to do it.
You know,
Lauren's going to be pregnant tomorrow. She's a fucking.
Lauren, no.
And baby with all because of Heather McDonald came on the podcast today.
There's a 50% chance that you will hate that person and divorce them.
Aww. Yeah.
So, but you could have at least like one kid out of it and some fun.
That's what my client said today. So she was like, I just found the most attractive guy and procreated because she didn't want to wait any longer.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I feel like I have friends that have been down that road. You won't know
100% no matter what. You won't.
That's true.
So it's like if you're in a relationship and it's good and they're treating you right and you're happy and you just, I mean, think about forever. Yes. But you got to look around and go and you know, be smart about it and kind of be like, I don't know, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Do your best. I mean, don't marry someone that, like, you know, slept with the bridesmaid the night before. No. I mean, don't be an idiot. Who cares if you don't get your deposit back? Like, cancel a wedding if there's some real fucking signs that it's, like, not happening. But, you know, also, you know, if everything is good and you're like, I don't know if he's the most ambitious person or I don't know if I think his mom is a little weird. All right. Well, if you still really love him and like, I would say like take that gamble. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
That's good advice.
So Settle for Less by Heather McDonald. No.
Having it most. Cause you're not going to have it all.
Why can we not have it all with men? But men, I feel like, can have it all with some women. Yes or no?
Because actually Dr. V, who's that therapist that's on Family Boot Camp, she was like, marriage is absolutely created by men and improves men's lives. They live longer. They live better. They become more successful. They're more focused.
Yeah. They get their rent paid.
But I've also met a couple girls that like almost like saw the guy and he was like living, like he had a job and he's like had three roommates. And it's my one friend, she's like this girl from New York, and she's like, what, you think anyone else is going to want him? No, I pulled him out of that fucking rat race. I said, you're getting a fucking job. You're marrying me. And look at him now. Like, there are women that, like, can push the guy to, like, all of a sudden
to be
go,
this better person.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, make him do it. And then and all of a sudden they wake up and they're like, oh, I'm married with a wife and a kid, you know. But their life is better for it.
I know.
Actually, I did it.
I did do it. Naz, I have to ask her now. She's yeah. Okay, so Naz is her 30th birthday is in March, and she's been going on dates more often than she has
been
over the past
dates
couple
since
years.
Tinder debuted in 2013.
Okay.
I was one of the first, yeah.
So she's waiting for like a spark, and she doesn't know whether or not like she should be giving guys more chances if there's not a spark. Like, do you believe in like the spark and the prolonging effects of it?
In other words, like in this dating age, there's no room for feelings to develop because you're on an app, you meet someone, you kind of go and you're like, oh, do I like him? Do I not?
Sort of.
And then if you kind of sort of like him, then you maybe
go
on a second
date. Do you think sparks even like can be grown?
It really is such a shame that there's no such thing as a blind date anymore, because like I did meet my husband essentially a blind date. Like we were set up, but we like met at a party, like, oh, that guy's going to be there. You're going to be there. And my friend just sort of described him. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't like go see his photo, stalk him, right. See his ex-fiance from 4 years back on his, you know, no. Like I didn't, and then go, oh, he dated a blonde. He wouldn't like me. Like none of that. So I think that's a bummer, but that's just the state that
but
we're in.
When it comes to
a
spark, did you have a spark right away?
Yes, there was a spark right away. But I do think... but like with my sister, there wasn't an initial spark. And I just remember she was kind of like, and then, we lived together and her husband, now husband of 21 years, came to pick her up. And I like walked in and he was just waiting in the living room with like a bottle of wine, mm-hmm. waiting for her to finish, get ready. Aww. And I was like, Shannon, he's really cute. And he's like charming. And he's like this lawyer with his like little glasses on. and she's like, oh, and I mean, I do. Yes, they fell in love and then, you know, and everything. But I mean, she married the best. My sister has the best husband on earth. And she even says that like after 21 years, she's like, you know, what I'm most proud of in my life is choosing Michael.
Oh,
it's
my
not
God.
My career. It's not my kids. It's really choosing the right person. Now,
let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com.
Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Other people will be married. Not everyone's going to have that marriage. Like, not everyone's going to have a love affair like that. And there's going to be ups and downs and benefits, and there's going to be weird. And some people are just extremely connected for 80 years.
But Heather, your sister's story terrifies me because it's like, well, no, because let's say I go on a second date, right, which is where I'm at right now. If I'm still not into it, how long do I go? Do I go on a third, fourth, fifth? Like,
no, not a fourth or a fifth.
A third, perhaps.
But a third, perhaps.
But like, what does that rule even mean? What's the difference between the second and the third?
I don't know. My sister-in-law also didn't 100% feel it until after the third date. She said she didn't even want to go on the third date with him. And then she did.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll go by myself. I'm so anti-rules. It's like, also, guys, I want to kiss you. How am I going to want to kiss you next week? Yeah. How is that a thing?
I think you got to try something different. Okay. And maybe different is
I literally
going
came back here today
time.
I go, I have a blind date for you. And I'm not. And she said, show me the picture. Now you're not seeing the picture. You're just going to go out on a date.
Okay.
There
okay.
we go. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. I just met my husband. Thanks, Heather. All right. What were you going
to
ask,
my last
Heather?
Thing is I have to know her take on all the royal drama right now. Oh, and like my what you God. Think is going on yes. during the summit.
Yes.
Wait, what is it?
What's the summit?
Is more going
on
the summit?
No. The summit's apparently over, right? Okay. But like, I want to know
Explain
inside
the
doors of the summit with Heather McDonald. All basically, right. Harry, Charles, the Queen,
Listen.
William all got in a room together.
Megan is a Southern California gal. We have a lot in common. And you think it's going to be fun living in London, and then every day it's gray, and you're in like a very drafty castle. And,
and you can't wear spaghetti straps or black nail polish.
And you have to wear nylons.
Back to that. This is like
all And there's nothing like looking down at like the crotch of a nylon. It's just the worst. And so, like, I think she just was, you know, unhappy and just got in bed one night with Harry and just was like, what are we doing? You're never going to be the prince. It's 2020.
King,
whatever. 2020. Like, we could have the most incredible life and touch so many more people and be really wealthy on our own and have a fucking blast, not have to deal with your creepy uncle who fucked that girl on Pedophile Island. Let's get the fuck out and have some fucking fun.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. I'm down.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy?
That's what happened.
I read this article that they are projected to make fucking millions based off sponsorship deals.
Well, yeah, and but are they going to be doing that? Sponsorship?
Yeah, they got flat tummy tea.
Actually, yeah, that's the new
Harry's going to
She's like, this is
Instagram.
The new British tea.
Yeah.
Flat tummy.
I posted them with earphones on. I'm like, they have a podcast, the husband and wife podcast.
Oh my gosh, if they had a podcast.
Keeping it real with
imagine?
The royals.
The secrets of
keeping
the royals.
Keeping it real
family.
With the royals.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
You should like have a company naming podcast.
Yes. And so, no, that's what I think.
Okay.
And they're going to have a house in like Malibu, the Palisades, and they're also going to have a place in New York.
They say that they're going to live in Canada, which is so boring for us.
They're not.
No, but they're also going to live.
They're coming back to LA.
Okay, good.
Yes. Not.
I talked to them.
Amazing.
They'll have like a flat there because it's beautiful and Toronto's pretty and it's the richest part of Canada, but still. But then they'll like, she'll convince him like, no, I want Archie to like have the Southern California life that I did. And he'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love it. That
I
was
can't
great
think
way.
Of a better way to end the podcast.
Yeah, that's amazing. Keeping it real with the royals. Heather, where can everyone find you?
So my podcast is Juicy Scoop Tuesdays, Thursdays, you know, please follow me on Instagram. All you girls better. I mean, I came to West Hollywood.
You
better fucking
oh
tag
so-
me. I'd like to get to 200,000 Instagram followers in the next few weeks, please.
Okay.
And I do lots of funny content on there. And then of course you can see me live. Come see me live in your city. You go to heathermcdonald.net.
When's your next show in LA?
I'll be in San Diego this week. I don't know when you were going to put this out. I'll be in San Diego this weekend. Boston already sold out, and then I'll be in D.C. February 7th and 8th, and San Antonio 14th and 15th.
Amazing. Oh, do you ever, like, pop by the Comedy Store?
I actually really don't.
You really should, so we can go walk over.
Yeah.
I know I should. I know my assistant's like, you really should. I just, you know, I have kids, and I'm home during the week. Yeah. It's like, it's a lot, like, coming here tonight, mm-hmm. that's why I planned that plastic surgery appointment.
Yeah. Amazing.
Right before. Because I live in the Valley, and it's just kind of a pain in the ass.
You know,
and it's like,
the fucking worst.
And I'm not, like, some bald comic that, like, can roll out of bed and show, like, I got to do some lashes. Yeah. I got to look so cute.
No, it's a whole fucking thing.
And it's like, you know, it is a fun experience when I do it. I just don't do it that often. So you got to come and see me when I come to your city, because those I show up for, and I do an hour plus.
Yeah. Go see Heather, download the podcast, buy her book. Thank you so much for coming all the
way
over
you.
The
so
back.
Yes.
You're the best. We love you.
Bye, you guys. I don't get it. Podcast.